Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf was Psachim Daf Tzadi Ches. Moving towards the end of the ninth parak. Tomorrow we finish the ninth parak, and tomorrow we will begin Be'ez Hashem Arve Psachim. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Alef. So we know that a Karban Pesach has to be a male animal and only 1 year old. Torah says, Set tamim zachar ben shana, min akfasim min izim, sheep or goats. So what happens if you're mafresh an animal that does not fit these criteria? Says the Mishnah. Hamafresh nekeva lepischo. Oh my gosh, you're mafresh a female animal for your Karban Pesach. That doesn't work. Oh, Zachar ben Shteshanim, or an animal in its second year, which is not Roy. So what's the halacha? So the Hakadosha, it never attains the status of a Karban Pesach. So Yira Ad Shiyustayev, you have to let it graze until it gets a mum. V'imacher, and you sell it. V'yiplu Damav L'nidava L'shlamim, and the money becomes a nidva shlamim. Now, this language of nidva shlamim is not simple. So Rashi and Tosas have the girsa v'yami bidamav shlamim, bidamav, not nidva. Right? Somebody got that v'yiplu damav l'shlamim. That's the girsa of Rashi and Tosas. The Rambam and the Meiri have the girsa v'yiplu damav l'nidva. That means for olas nidva. That we put the money into the boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, and Bezdin would be makriv olos, lekayetz HaMizbeach, right? For the times that the Mizbeach is without any karbanos. And the Mefarshim writer here, this language, l'nedava l'shlamim, something's got to be wrong. Either it's l'nedava, or it's l'shlamim, like Rashi and Tosus. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hamafrish pischo vames. If a person is mafrish his Karban Pesach and then he dies, the Gemara doesn't explain when does the guy die. Lo yivien b'no achrov l'shem Pesach. So his son is not allowed to bring his daddy's Karban Pesach as a Karban Pesach if the son was not also included in the same group that the daddy was. The Gemara is going to offer many permutations and combinations of that. Ella l'shem shlamim. So this becomes like a leftover Karban Pesach. We had this on yesterday's daf. That if the Pesach shemesu ba'alea, so we said anything that by a chatas, so the chatas would have to be mace, by a Karban Pesach it would be brought l'shem shlamim. So that's the deal here. It's like it becomes like an ownerless Karban Pesach, and an ownerless Karban Pesach you bring l'shem shlamim. If the son was part of the group that the dad was in, then that's a different story. So it's not really ownerless because he now owns it and he was part of the group. So the Gemara is going to talk about this. Says the Gemara. From the Mishnah, we see three halachas. Number one, Shema mina bali chayim nidachim. Halacha number one is that the principle of dichui, which means once when the animal is alive, you did it wrong, you makdish it the wrong way, so you rejected it from its ability to be a carbon, or that carbon. So Shema mina bali chayim nidachim. So we see from the case in a Mishnah that once an animal cannot be its carbon even while it's alive, even though maybe later on it will become ra'oi to be a carbon. Nevertheless, we say that the principle of dichui applies. Like, why don't you just bring this animal itself as a shlamim? So the answer is, even though after Pesach, let's say, or after the 14th, this animal from its beginning was roi to be brought as a shlamim, and therefore it's going to become roi as a shlamim later, even though you were makdish it since you were makdish it as a Karban Pesach, you removed its ability to become a shlamim. It was nidche, you were doche it. And the principle of dichui applies even while it's alive, and therefore you cannot bring it as a shlamim. You have to sell it and use the money either to be brought as a shlamim or ola, depending on Rashi, Tosas, the Ram, and the Meiri. That's one principle. We also see something that from the very beginning, there's one opinion that says only nira v'nidcha is dichoy, which means it, in order for dichoy to work, it had to have originally been ra'i for a carbon, and then something happened to disqualify it. That's not the case over here. The case over here is that it was disqualified from day number one. Since it was disqualified from the beginning, that's called dichoy me'kara, that also disqualifies it. And we don't say that since later on it'll be ra'i to be brought as a carbon shlamim, that we bring it as a carbon shlamim. Nevertheless, it's nidche u'shmamina yesh dichoy bedamim. The other chiddush is that we even apply the principle. The other chiddush is that we even apply the principle of dichoy. We even apply the principle of dichoy, even when it only has monetary kedusha, like this animal from the beginning. Since it wasn't good to be brought as a carbon pesach, therefore the principle of it was really only hukdash ladamim from the beginning. It was only hukdash ladamim from the beginning, so therefore the principle of dichoy still applies. It can never in the future be able to be brought as a carbon shlamim. Rather, you have to sell it and use the money. Now, Tosas here in the Masa Shmam and Yesh Dichoy B'damim, Tosas asks, aren't rule number one and rule number three exactly the same? Because rule number one says, Bali Chayim Nidachim, right? Dicha Meikara and Dicha Ledamim, I'm sorry, rule number two and rule number three, that the Re asks in Tosas, Dicha Meikara and Dicha Ledamim are the same thing. Every case of Dicha Meikara, meaning if it wasn't Roy to be brought as a carbon from the beginning, so it was you're going to have to redeem it. Only its monetary value is kadosh. So that's the same thing. It's mamish the exact same thing. You're never going to have a case of dichoy meikara that's not also dichoy bedamim. So why are these two different rules? It's actually the same rule. That's Tosas Kasha. Take a look at Tosas Ushmamina, the second Tosas on the page, about seven lines down. V'teima l'ri, hakol dichoy meikaru, who dichoy bedamim? It's the same thing. Every dichoy meikar is the same thing as dichoy bedamim. Imkain came in the armor to dichoy meikar. Avidichoy. Once you say that, you know that something that's nidcha from the first moment, that means it's not holy. Only its money is holy. Shamin amit yesh dichoy bedamim. So the Rishonim spend a lot of time trying to figure out, like, way out wacky cases where maybe you could have one without the other. You could have a dichoy meikar without dichoy bedamim. For Omeri, the mishkachas lay dichoy meikaro b'kadosh kedushas haguf kagon sheshachat v'kibel adam b'klish yesh bo mayim. If you did the kabbalas adam, you shechted it, and you did the kabbalas adam in a vessel that had water in it. The rishon dichoy that the blood gets mixed in with the water, so the blood becomes disqualified. But even if later on the blood will become more than the water, and it'll be have the color red, nevertheless, it's still dichoy. So that would be a case of dichoy meikaro that is not also dichoy bedamim. It wouldn't have the monetary value because the animal was already shechted, so you wouldn't be redeeming the animal in such a case. So Tosas comes up with a wild case that you'd have dichoy meikaro, even though it wouldn't be dichoy bedamim. And the Rishonim work to try to figure out all kinds of other cases of where maybe you could have one without the other. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hamafrish Pischo v'chule. Sorry, we're still in the Mishnah. Yeah, here we go. I'm sorry. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Hamafrish Pischo. Right, the Mishnah had said Hamafrish Pischo. If the guy dies, a guy designates his carbon pesach and then he dies. So your son is not allowed to bring it, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Hamafrish es pischo v'meis. A guy designates an animal as a carbon pesach, and he dies on Erev Pesach. We'll see in a minute. It may make a difference if he dies before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Let's see. Hamafrish es pischo v'meis im bino mimune imo. If his son was also included in the carbon pesach, so now the owner of the carbon pesach, the son, gets the animal b'yerusha. So the current owner is part of the chabura. So then it's not a press. Then it's not a problem. Yivienu l'shem Pesach. So then he's allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara is going to ask, wait a minute, isn't the son an onain? So maybe the laws of Anina should apply. We'll see that in a minute in the Gemara. Yivienu l'shem Pesach. So the son is allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. Ein bino memuna imo. However, if the son is not part of the chabura, so now this Karban Pesach has no owner. It can't be brought as a Karban Pesach. Yivienu l'shem shlamim l'shisha asar. So you can bring it as a Karban Shlamim on the 16th. We'll see in a minute why you can't bring it on the 15th. But you bring it as a regular Karban Shlamim on the 16th. Says the Gemara, l'shisha asar in, l'chamisha asar lo. So you can only bring it on the 16th, not the 15th. Why is that? Kasava, this town holds, nedarim u'nedavos ein kraven b'yantiv. This is like Rabbi Akiva's opinion in Masechta Shabbos that others disagree. That but Rabbi Akiva holds that nedarim and nedavos, optional karbanos, you're not allowed to bring on yantiv, and therefore you can't bring the shlamim on the 15th because it's the first day of a Pesach. Now the Gemara wants to know, when did the daddy die in this case? So again, what did the Brises say? If the kid was part of the Chabur, bring it as a Karban Pesach. If the kid was not part of the Chabur, bring it as a Karban Shlamim on the 16th. Says the Gemara, Demis Ha'av Emas. When did the dad die exactly? Ilema Demis Kodem Chatzos. If you'll tell me that he died before Chatzos. So we saw earlier this Gzeira Derabbanan that an Onain is not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Bino Mamuna Imo Yivienu L'shem Pesach. So if the son was part of the group, he's now the owner of the Karban Pesach. He's allowed to bring it as a Karban Pesach. Hachala Aninas Ilave Meikara. But the din of Aninas happened before the Zman of the Akravas HaKarban. And we learned earlier that you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach on an Onain when he is the only one who is money on the Karban, because we're afraid maybe he will become Tameh, and the carbon will not be eaten. And therefore, the Chiv of Karban Pesach is not Chal on this son to bring it by himself. And the language of the Mishnah, Yivienu, it sounds like he's the only guy. He's the only guy left. So how could he do it? So says the Gemara, Ela demis la'achar chatzos. No. At Chatzos, at the time the Karban Pesach became Chayav, the son was not an Onain, and he was Chayav in the Karban Pesach. And therefore, if he was Nimna by himself, once the Chiv of bringing the Karban Pesach happens before the Aninus, he's going to be careful not to be Metame. We're not worried that the Karban is going to be puzzled. So says Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel writes that from the time that he's Nischayav in Karban Pesach, it's considered like a Yontif, because of the holiday, has to say, and therefore Aninus is not chal on him at all. Says Machlokas Rashi Ben Chana. Either he does not become Onain, or even if he does become an Onain, it's not a problem. He's going to be careful. However, Ein Bino Mamuna Imo. So again, Ela Demis La Chatzos. He died after Chatzos. But wait a second. Ein Bino Mamuna Imo Yivienu L'Shem Shlamim. So why are you bringing it L'Shem Shlamim? Hakavate Chatzos. This animal became designated as a Karban Pesach. And since this kid is not part of the Chabura, so now it's an ownerless Karban Pesach. So it was a Karban Pesach that was rejected. So you shouldn't be able to bring it as a Karban Shlamim. Like we learned earlier, that once a Karban Pesach was a kosher of Karban Pesach, and then it lost its ownership, so then you got to let it graze, and you got to wait till it gets a mum. But you can't bring it as a Karban Shlamim. So what's going on over here? How come over here in the Brice it says that if the father dies, that you bring it as a Shlamim? Answers. Now the Gemara is going to bring, I believe, five answers to this Kasha. Five different Amorayim. Rava, Abaye, Rav Shravya, Rav Ashi, and Ravina. Five different answers. So let's see. Amar Rava. So answer number one. Rava answers, La'olam demis kodem chatzos. Really, daddy died before chatzos. And therefore, if the son was not included in the group, so this carbon was never designated as a carbon Pesach, because once chatzos happened, the owner was already dead, and therefore this animal before chatzos was already disqualified from being a carbon Pesach. And therefore, it was never established as a carbon Pesach, and there's no dichui. And therefore, the son can bring it l'shem shlamim. Umay, what does the Tana mean that yivienu l'shem Pesach? What did it mean that if the son was considered part of it, he can bring the animals a carbon Pesach? He can't bring it Pesach Rishon because he's an onein. Rather, l'shem Pesach Sheni. It means you bring the animal for Pesach Sheni. Okay? Because an onein, a person who's an onein by Pesach Rishon, he can bring the animal Pesach Sheni. That's answer number one. Abai Omar, no. Come on, you know, it doesn't say anything about Pesach Sheni. That's a big chiddush. Abai Omar, no. It really means Pesach Rishon. But l'tzadin katani. The two dinim in the Brisa are talking about two different cases. The Risha, where it says if the kid was included, is talking about where it died after Chatzos. And the Seifa, where it says the kid wasn't included, is talking about if it died before Chatzos. Meis achar Chatzos, b'no memuna imo, yuvienu l'shem Pesach. If the father died after Chatzos, so if the son was part of the group, so no problem, he can bring it l'shem Pesach, he's going to be careful. Because he already had the chiyuv of carbon Pesach established before the aninus. Meis kodem chatzos, but if he died before chatzos, then if ein b'no mamuna imo, yivienu l'shem shlam. So if he died before chatzos, it was never a carbon Pesach. If the son was not part of the group, then he could bring it as a carbon shlamim. Answer number three. Rav Shravya Amar, no. Because that's also very difficult. What, you're going to split the brisa? The first case is talking about where the father died after chatzos, and the second case is where the father died before chatzos. Come on, it doesn't say that in the brisa. It's a very difficult answer. Answer number three. Rav Shravya Amar la'olam demis la'acha chatzos. No. Both cases where the son was part of the chabura or the son was not part of the chabura, both of them were where the father died after chatzos. So the first half we understand very well. Why, if the kid was part of the chabura, he brings it as a carbon Pesach. Fine, that works. But at the time of chatzos, the father was a gosis. He was like on his deathbed, and we know we have a rule, rov gosis in lamisa. Most people who are a gosis, they're going to die. How does that affect halacha? So let's see. Rav Shavi is olam demis lachatzos. Kagon she'ov of gosis b'chatzos. So since the father was a gosis already at chatzos, so the father is not roy to bring the carbon Pesach at chatzos, since he's a gosis. And therefore, if the son was with him, so at chatzos, the carbon is l'shem Pesach because of the son, because the son is part of the group. So the son can bring it for himself, even though he's an onein, because the chiyuv, he wasn't an onein at chatzos, right? You don't say that, he's not an onein. So therefore, the chiyuv of Pesach happened before the aninus, and therefore the kid's allowed to bring it. But if the son was not part of the chevra, even though you can't bring it as a carbon Pesach, but it still could be considered a legit carbon shlamim, because since at chatzos, the father wasn't chayiv in carbon Pesach, so at chatzos, since the dad was a goses, he wasn't able to bring the carbon Pesach, so the thing did not get nikba as a carbon Pesach at chatzos. So therefore, it could still be a shlamim, and the kid is allowed to bring it as a shlamim. If the kid was not included in the Karban Pesach, it didn't become nikba as a Karban Pesach chatzos because dad was a goises, and a goises is not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach. So the animal did not get established as a Karban Pesach, and therefore was not nidcha me'akrava, and therefore the kid is allowed to bring it as a Karban shlamim. Brilliant answer. That's answer number three. Answer number four. Ravashi Omar, no. Doesn't say anywhere that dad was a goses. How do you say such a pshat like that? Ravashi Amino, la'olam demis la'acha chatzos. Both cases is where the dad died after chatzos. And even though the dad was not a goses at chatzos, Nevertheless, there's no dichi. Why? For Rabbi Shimoni. This price is going to Rabbi Shimon to Amar Ein Balei Chayim Nidachim. We don't apply the whole principle of dichui to live animals. We still consider it to be ra'oi. And it's allowed to be brought for that which is ra'oi. And therefore, if the son was not included in the group, even though it was nikba, the Korban Pesach was nikba as a Korban Pesach, and when daddy died, it became nidcha. However, it's not totally nidcha. And since at that time it was ra'oi to bring Korban Shlamim, if you say like Rabbi Shimon who says, ein balei chayim nidachim, so it's no problem, let the kid bring it l'shem Shlamim. And if the kid was included in the Korban Pesach, so it's not a problem, the kid can bring it l'shem Pesach. Oh, it's going like Rabbi Shimon. And the fifth pshat, Ravina Amar, no. We're going like the shita that holds balei chayim or nidachim. But we're talking about a case, kigon shehifrishu acha chatzos. When chatzos hit, this animal wasn't designated as a Korban Pesach at all. You were first mafreshit as a Korban Pesach after chatzos. Umesu bailam acha chatzos. And the owner died after chatzos. Therefore, if the kid was part of the group, he can bring it l'shem Korban Pesach because the Chiv Korban happened before the Chiv Aninus. The Kasavar Chatzos Kava. The Tana holds only the time of Chatzos sets it up as a Korban Pesach, and not the whole rest of the time. So here, since he was only Mafreshit after Chatzos, it was never established as a Korban Pesach at Chatzos, and therefore it's not Nidcha, and therefore it's only Chatzos that can determine whether it would be Nidcha, and therefore if the son wasn't part of the group, it was never nidcha, and the son is allowed to bring it as a Korban Shlamim. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shenes Arev Bezvachim. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach that got mixed up with other Korbanos. Rashi says, three sheep. One was a Korban Pesach, one was an Ola, one was an Asham, and you have no idea which is which. Now, all these Korbanos are not the same in terms of how long you have to eat them and how you makriv them. So now, you can't be makir of any of them because you don't know which is which. Therefore, what's halacha? Kulon yiruach yistavu. You got to let all of them develop a mum. V'imachru. And you sell all of them. V'yavi b'demei ha'yofesh ben mimin zeh. U'v'demei ha'yofesh ben mimin zeh. V'yavsen ha'mosem ibeso. Let's say one animal was worth $500 and one $400, one $300. So now you have to take the money and buy a $500 Korban Pesach, a $500 Korban Chatas, and a $500 Korban Ola. Because you have to be choshish, maybe the $500 one was any of the three. So you have to bring as nice a Korban as that one was with the money. And the extra money that you have to be mashed, them, obviously you lose that money. You got to pay the extra money to buy three $500 Korbanos, one Shlamim, one Ola, and one Korban Pesach. Another halacha, Nis'arev b'b'chayros. Let's say your Korban Pesach got mixed up with Korbanos that are all Bechor. Now, a Bechor has the same way of bringing it as the Korban Pesach. It's the same Hakrava, meaning that the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach is the same. One Matana Kenegid Yisod HaMizbeach. Neither of them need Tnufas Chaz V'Shok, let's say, like a Korban Shlamim. That was in today's laning, I believe. Tnufas Chaz V'Shok was in today's laning. I'm pretty sure I remember listening to the Chazan talk about that. Tnufas Chaz V'Shok, Daf Yomi coincidence, it was in today's Kriya Satora that by a Korban Shlamim, right? When they brought these Korbanos to dedicate the Mishkan today, to dedicate the Korbanos, they talked about waving the Chazu and the Shok. I'm 99% sure. Usmichu Nesachim, right? So by a Bechor, at least the wine, the Matnas Dam, and so that's all the same. Neither of them need Tenufas Chaz V'Shok, neither Korban Pesach, nor a Bechor. So the Hakrav is the same, but the manner of who eats it and when it's eaten is not the same. Korban Pesach is eaten by anybody in the group, only on the night of the 15th, but Bechor is eaten to any Kohen, Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad, 2 days and one night, like a Shlamim. So what do? Your Korban Pesach got mixed up with the Shlamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Chaburas Kohanim, if the chabura of this carbon was all kohanim, so you could bring all the karbanos, be mak of all of them. And the guy shechting and sprinkling the blood says, if this is a Pesach, I want it to be a Pesach. And if this is a Bechar, I want it to be a Bechar. V'yochelu. And the whole chaburas kohanim could eat everything. They should all eat it in one night. And the Gemara is going to ask, don't we have a rule? You're not allowed to be mema'it in the zman of achilas akarban. You're bringing kachim base up sul, so Bechar could be eaten 2 days in one night. But now you tell me you got to eat everything in one night. Isn't that mevi kachim base up sul? So the Gemara is gonna mention that. Fine. Says the Gemara. Oh, it's the first line of the Gemara. Exactly what we just said. We just said if the Pesach gets mixed up with Bechoris, Rabbi Shimon says if there was Chabur was all Kohanim, so they're allowed to mamish bring all the Karbanos, not like regular, and just make it Tanai. If this is the Pesach, it's a Pesach. If this is a Bechar, it's a Bechar, because Kohanim are allowed to eat the Bechar. Ask the Gemara, V'akar Maisi Kachin Lebeis Hapsul. But by doing this, you're going to cause Karbanos to become Pasul. Why? Because the Zman of the eating of Bechoris is 2 days and one night. And all these Karbanos are going to have to be eaten in one night. Each one might be the Karban Pesach. And anything left over in the morning, you're going to burn it. But if it's a Bechar, it's a Bechar. So you could leave it for 2 days. You really shouldn't be burning it. So you're burning carbon early. Again, I didn't have so much time, but I don't know why we don't answer that. Maybe the answer is you got to finish everything up in the first night. Why don't you just say you finish everything up, then you wouldn't have a problem. I don't know why they don't give that answer. Afterwards, if somebody can, I'll try to research it a little bit more later. But that's what the Gemara says. So anything left over from the first night, you're going to burn because maybe it's a carbon Pesach. Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Latameh, Da'amar Mavin Kachon Lebeis Hapsul. Rabbi Shimon says, this is not a problem. I'd rather be Mamayat Zman Achila rather than taking a carbon and saying, don't be Makrivit at all. You're right, you bring Kachon Lebeis Hapsul. But that's the lesser of two evils. If I wouldn't do that, I'd have to chuck all the carbonos. So I'd rather bring the carbonos and be Mamayat and burn it a little bit earlier, rather than just letting everything get a moment and letting the Kedusha leave. This now we learned in the Mishnah Zvachim, Ashem Shinas Arev Bishlamim, if a carbon Ashem, which is 1 day and one night, right, it's Kachay Kachim, that gets mixed up with a Shlamim, which is 2 days and one night, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yishchatu Bit Safon, Rabbi Shimon says, Shechted in the north like an Ashem, V'yeachlu Kechor Meshebehen, and eat it like the more strict one, namely the Ashem, which is 1 day and one night, for male Kohanim, and inside the Beis HaMikdash, and not like Shlamim, they have 2 days and one night for anybody in all of Jerusalem. Amrulo, Ein Mivin Kachon LeBeis HaPsul. They said to Rabbi Shimon, you can't do that, because if you're going to make everybody eat 1 day and one night, so you're going to be Ma'at Zman Achila, and it's going to end up to have be Nosar, and stuff left over, and Sreifa Shelo Kedin. Rather let everything get a mum. Ask the Gemara. Okay, V'rabbanan Heichi Avdinan. So according to Chachamim, what would you do if the Karban Pesach got mixed up with a bunch of Bechoros? Because by a Bechor, you're not allowed to get it mum. Right? So the Torah says, Lo Sifteh. Even if it gets a mum, you can't redeem it. And the behemoth doesn't leave its kedusha. So what are you going to do? Right? The halacha is a bechor that gets a mum. The kohen is allowed to eat it even with a mum. You don't have to bring it as a carbon. But you don't bring it as a carbon because it's a mum, but the kohen gets to eat it. Bimumo. So what are you going to do with this? According to Chachamim, that say you can't pull the shtick of being mamayit zman achila. So what are you going to do with a carbon Pesach that get mixed up with a bechor? Answer the Gemara Rava. Namtin lo ad sheyumamu. We wait till all the animals develop a mum. V'yavi behema shmena. And you get one big fat animal that's worth the same amount of money as the biggest of these animals. And you transfer the kedusha from the Karban Pesach on the money with the value of this big animal. V'leiman say as follows. Kol hecha de'ise lepesach tochel alei dahai. Whichever one of these animals was the Karban Pesach, I want the Kedusha to go onto the money. and the money's going to purchase this big animal, and I'm going to bring this big animal as a shlamim, which is like a carbon pesach that's left over after Zman HaKrava, because presumably you're going to have to bring another animal as the carbon pesach. V'ochiluhu b'toras b'chor bal mum, and you eat the animals, you eat all the animals as a b'chor bal mum, because they all have a bal mum now. So so therefore, the halacha of a b'chor bal mum is you're not allowed to sell it, right? There's certain halachas to it. You're not allowed to sell it. So therefore, with this trick, the b'chor will be eaten like a b'chor bal mum, and the karban pesach was redeemed, and it was brought as a shlamim, because you transferred, once it got a mum, you transferred the kedusha to this new animal that you're buying, and you'll bring it as a karban shlamim, so everything got taken care of in its proper way. Okay, and now the rest of today's daf is one big fat mishnah. So let's do this mishnah in the rest of the day. Here we go. The rest of the evening. Says the mishnah. The mishnah brings a whole bunch of cases of two animals that were both shechted l'shem pesach for the same chabura. And also a case of where other people's carbon pesachs got mixed up. Chabura she'avad pescha. So you have a group of people, they lost their carbon pesach. V'amru le'echad, and he told one of the guys in the chabura, say uvaki sheshchot aleinu, go find us a carbon pesach. V'halach u'matzah v'shachet. He went, he found the carbon pesach, and he shechted it without telling them about it. Now the other guys didn't hear from him. They had no cell phones, no texting, no email. V'heim lachum v'shachet. They saw the guy didn't come back, and they're getting nervous, it's getting late. So he went and shechted one, and they went and got a Karban Pesach, and they shechted a Karban Pesach. What do you do now? Im shelo nishchat rishon. If the shliach's Karban Pesach was shechted first, so later on they reconnoitre, they get together, and say, oh my gosh, we both did it, what do we do? Fine. Hu ochel mishelo, so he eats from the one that he shechted, v'heim ochel nimo mishelo. They also could join him, because they made him a shliach. His was first, his was the legit Karban Pesach. And you got to burn the other one. The other one's like a carbon pesach that has no bialim. You just got to burn it. It's extra. Because it was mistaken. They didn't realize they had already designated a carbon. They already had a carbon pesach. So they can't join the second one. So you got to burn the second one. V'im shelahen nishchat rishon. If their carbon pesach was first, hey mochli mishelahen, they eat from theirs, v'hu ochel mishelo. He eats from his own because he, in his mind, he thought they appointed him. He did not have in mind to join theirs. He's going looking for his own. So they have theirs, and he has his. V'meni yodua ezim em nishcha rishon, but let's say they don't know which one came first. O sheshachtu shnein kechero, they both did it at approximately the same time. Hu ochel mishelo. So he's allowed to eat his because he didn't have mind to join with them. But veheim einon ochel nimo. They're not allowed to eat with him because they withdrew their misafek. Maybe theirs was first. Shelahen yotze lebeis hasreifa. So theirs has to be burnt, but upeturin milasas pesach sheni. But they're exempt from pesach sheni because we pointed out before that you don't bring a Pesach Sheni Misafik, because maybe, right, maybe their carbon came first, even though they didn't eat anything. Mamanavshach, one of the carbon, they definitely joined one of them. If his was first, that was their carbon Pesach, they just didn't know it. If theirs was first, that was their carbon Pesach. Either way, they had a kosher carbon Pesach shechted for them. Even if they didn't eat, so you don't bring Pesach Sheni. Amar lahen. Let's say the guy said it like this to them. They lose their carbon pesach and they told one guy to go look for it. Amar lahen, im echarti, he says to the people who were, if I come back late, tsu'u v'shachtu alai. If you see it's getting late, I didn't find it, go shechtu carbon pesach for me. V'holach u'matza, he found the carbon pesach, v'shachat v'ein lachu v'shachtu. So here's worse. Because he did include himself in the other people's carbon. Im shelahen nishchat rishon, if theirs was shechted first, so he's part of that. Hey nochlin mishelahen v'hu ochel imahen. He joins theirs. And the one that he shechted gets burnt. The im shelon nishchat rishon, if his was first, so now in this case, they did not intend to be with him. Hu ochel mishelo, so he eats from his. And they eat from theirs. They had no intention of joining him. But if you don't know whose was shechted first, or they shechted both of them at the same time, right? They only wanted to join theirs. They had no intention to join his. But he can't eat with them because maybe his was first. Same story. His has to be burnt, and he's exempt from Pesach Sheni. Third case. Amar lahen. Ve'amru lo. Let's say he said to them to shecht, and they said to him, if he finds it shechted, ochlin kulan min arishon. Everyone eats from whichever one came first. If you don't know which one was first, you burn both of them, but again, they're all exempt from Pesach Sheni. Fourth case, lo amrlan velo amrulo. They didn't tell him to go do it, he did it on his own, and he didn't tell them. So no one's a shliach of anybody, and we don't care which one was first. They eat from theirs, he eats from his. Shtei chaburah shenis avru pischein. Let's say you have two groups that their Korban Pesach got mixed together before the Shechita. We don't know who is the owner of which one. But they can't all withdraw because the halacha is you're not allowed to all withdraw from Korban Pesach. We learned that earlier. It will be ownerless. Therefore, Elu moshchen lanechad. So one group takes one animal, ve'elu moshchen lanechad, and the other one takes the other animal. And echad me elu balo etzel elu. We take one guy from one group and he joins the other group. Ve'echad me elu balo etzel elu, and one guy from the group two goes to join group number one. So now you have 95% of the original group with one new guy. Ve'kachem omrim, and ve'kachem omrim. And this is what they say. Im shalanu wa pesach hazeh, if this carbon pesach is ours, yodecha meshuchus mishalach v'nem nesal shalanu. You're leaving yours and you're joining ours, because you're allowed to join before the shechita. So now at least you have one guy who it's really his carbon. V'im shalcha hu ha pesach hazeh, if this one is yours, yodenu meshuchus mishalanu, we are withdrawing from ours, and we want to join you and yours. V'nimneinu al shalach. So now everybody's in the right place. V'chein chamesh chaburas shachamish chamish. If you have five chaburas with five people in each one, you do the same thing. You divide everybody into one. Or v'shal asara asara. Moshchen len echad mikol chabur v'chabur v'chein eim omrim. May say the same shtick. Last case in the Mishnah. Shnayim. What about individuals? Shenisavu pischein. Each guy doesn't know which is his carbon pesach. Ze moshech lo echad, veze moshech lo echad. Each guy brings an additional member from the shuk to join him. Reuven and Shimon, they had two different carbon pesachs. Each guy gets a friend from the marketplace, and they got mixed up. So they get a friend from the marketplace. Ze memani imo echad mena shuk. Reuven grabs Levi from the marketplace, and he says, whichever one is my carbon, I want you to go join my carbon. And Shimon brings Yehuda from the marketplace, and he says, join me in my carbon, whichever one is mine. So now, at least each carbon has a legit owner. And then, Reuven comes to Shimon, Shimon comes to the animal that Reuven took. They say as follows. If this is my carbon, you're leaving yours and you're going to join mine. And if this is your Korban Pesach, Yadai Mishuchas Mishali, I'm going to leave mine in the hands of the other guy that I got from the Shuk, V'nimnesi al Shalach, and I'm going to join you on your Korban, and everybody lives happily ever after. Rabosai, everyone should have a wonderful night, a good Vach. We'll see you, Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning at 7.05. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Everyone should have a wonderful night.